Commander Shepard?
Yes, I knew that must be you. May I have a moment of your time?
We have a mutual friend who would like to speak with you, one who cannot walk openly here on Ilium without attracting attention. Would you come with me?
Please, Commander, I understand your suspicion, but I assure you I mean you no harm.
I am unarmed, and your companions may certainly follow me if you suspect an ambush.
Please, please come with me.
Here we are. This is my apartment. Feel free to search it and ascertain your safety here. Then I would ask that your companions wait outside.
No, of course you don't understand, and for that I apologize, but our friend is most insistent on secrecy in this matter. Please, Commander.
Thank you. Your trust will be repaid, I promise you.
We are hidden. Our song is quiet, where once it stretched across the stars. But the voices of our children lift in white harmony once more, and our safety is owed to you. The symphony of our gratitude is too great to be filtered through these flat words, but there is no other way for its chords to touch your mind. The music of this new universe we have returned to is discordant. The songs of humanity are so small, threads of bright joy or angry melody that tangle in no pattern we can discern. But we would learn to sing them. We hear the notes, both the sour and the sweet, and we must understand the song if we would not risk fading back into silence. Your music echoes between the stars as ours once did, so that we cannot help but listen. Your concern for us resonates deeply, but without the frantic arpeggio of worry, you are the best music we have heard from humanity. Your song is clear and blue and good, a melody we would teach our children. From you, who have given us much, we would ask one more thing. We would ask to learn the rhythm of the flesh, that warm harmony of bodies that you call love. We hear the call to mate, and the contented sigh of the eggs as they grow into our children. But we are curious to know of this drive to belong to another in a dazzling crescendo. Ecstasy is a note we have never sung. Will you teach us? Again, the chime of your concern, but for this vessel. She knew of the request we hoped to make, and assented to it. Her people are fine singers in their own areas. Her song glowed with golden fire when we asked this of her. Let no discordant black fear foul your heart. We know that it is much we ask, but hope runs its silver threads through all of our songs. Ah, we thank you. Though these words are faint whispers, compared to the music that swells within us, tell us what we must do,
How to use this strange, warm body to feel pleasure. You do not mate strictly for children, but for pleasure, do you not? It seems so to us, but those cries ring strange and hollow in our mind. We who birth generations. They are mysterious harmonies we cannot yet repeat. Are we to undress now? Would you assist us? Your armor, we understand, is wise to cover yourself in a protective shell, since your body lacks one of its own, as ours have. But these garments seem to us to be little better than your own skin. But this skin is sensitive to touch. Your fingers leave notes of longing in their wake. Sharp red notes this body now sings. Is this desire? This pull to merge flesh and minds in songs? Trace those phrases on the skin again. Let us study the urgings. And what of your skin? If it gives you pleasure to touch this body, will we know that pleasure touching yours? Running these fingertips among surfaces, so soft, warm, yielding. Yes, it does. It sends quiet thrills racing through this body, demanding more contact. What comes next? Yes, eagerness is a song we know. When our own body grows heavy with eggs, we sing little else until they are laid. But this melody is different. It begins with running trills to come to fruition for its own sake and for yours. Perhaps this song of pleasure is not so difficult as we once believed. For we are beginning to grasp the opening movement. Guide these hands so that we might continue to learn. This rod of flesh is what you use to join your body to another. Oh, it pulses now with the rhythm of your song. Touching it floods this body with notes of heavy warmth, and the music it pulls here between the body's legs. Is this where we will receive you? What is this strange melody? You can mate with your fingers as well as your rod? What? No. Your mouths too. But you cannot hear each other sing with your minds, so you must talk with your mouth if you use your pleasure for... with mouth. Can you no longer communicate? We hear this music more clearly now. Sing it to us again, please. We are ready. Will you mount us?
What?
Oh, the bed. Yes. Let us use the bed. These soft bodies need their cushions. We would not want harm to come to this vessel. Or to you.
Please.
Mount us now. This vessel aches to be filled. Please. Your rod completes us with its low, humming strength. This song, your song, soars with heat as you move within us. Our song, it keeps time with your thrusts. Red walls of sound chasing trills of dancing white light, push us faster towards the climax. Lift us through the crescendo, through the crescendo, for teaching us the song of pleasure. The culmination paints our music with all the colors of a nova. But the aftermath pulses like the steady chime of a tiny newborn star. Now that we know this tune, it is no longer a mystery. Now instead, we wonder how you humans ever find time to sing anything else.